In this episode of the Fresh Approach podcast, we're going back in time to that first holiday season after you had surgery. And hey, pre-op and early post-op patients, this is a great one for you too. Seriously, I've got my magic wand and I'm taking you back. And of course, I've got a good reason for it. So let's go. You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. When new members join the Fresh Approach Facebook group, I ask them what they're having challenges with right now, where they need support. Let me share some recent responses with you. I need to lose 25 pounds of Regain. I have to learn how to stay on track. I need to learn more about a low-carb diet. I have to restart. I need to know how to create healthy habits. I need to go back to doing all those things that I did right after I had surgery. I need to stop eating sugar. I've gained 35 pounds and I feel like my tool isn't working anymore. I'm stuck because I struggle with motivation. I have a 20-pound regain and I'm trying to get my head back in the game. I've regained and I'm fighting to get it back off. How do I eat right when my family is eating wrong? I have a 40-pound regain. I'm losing my motivation. I've regained 35 pounds and I'm miserable. I've regained 50 pounds. I'm stress eating. I can't break these bad habits. Sound familiar? But do you know when you weren't likely thinking this or having these challenges? Those first couple holiday seasons after surgery. Remember those days? The pounds are flying off. It was simple and easy to stick with your eating plan because, well, you were never hungry anyway. And life was good. My friend, I want to read to you what you wrote during those first couple holiday seasons right after weight loss surgery. What? Oh, you didn't write about it. No worries, because I did. Now, this is usually the point in the podcast where I ask you to stick with me because there's a reason we're going down this road, taking this sentimental journey. So you're with me, right? All right, this first entry from our early post-op years holiday journal is actually an excerpt from my book, Now It's Mary's Turn, where I share with you what I was thinking, feeling, and growing through that first year after surgery. So this excerpt is from Food Fog and the Holiday Season, November 25th, 2011. So this was, I had surgery in May of 2011, so this is what, just 6 months after. Mission accomplished. I just made it through the first major eating holiday since surgery. Another step in the journey. Thanksgiving seems to be all about the food. Before 9 a.m., I received 5 text messages from friends and family who were extending their good wishes with, "Happy Thanksgiving and enjoy feeding your pie hole," and "Eat all day, don't worry about it until tomorrow." It's all about the food. So after weight loss surgery, it's not that you can't be excited about food too. It's just that it becomes a different kind of excitement. It was still fun to plan the menu with Grace. By the way, Grace is my daughter. While I was at work, she made the mashed potatoes and appetizers while other family members were pitching in with different dishes. Thanksgiving morning, I made a holiday breakfast and I enjoyed everything the family was eating, but only a few bites because the food was more rich than usual. I made 2 more dishes for Thanksgiving dinner before heading out and all was well. At dinner, I asked Grace to put a tablespoon of everything on my plate. Now, a tablespoon of each dish sure doesn't sound like much, and there were some jokes made at the table about poor Mary. But when you consider all the dishes at Thanksgiving dinner, my daughter passed back a plate that was full, so I dug in like everybody else. Wow, that was fast. I filled up quickly because I still observe the protein first rule, which meant turkey first. I had a little more as the family sat at the table talking, but by the end of the dinner, half the food was still on my plate. I had some pumpkin pie with homemade whipped cream, and it was delicious. I helped put all the leftovers away and wasn't tempted to snack because I was still full. All in all, I made it through the biggest eating day of the year, and I never felt left out just because I wasn't pigging out. I enjoyed my whole family, my 7-year-old nephew's centerpiece, my 89-year-old mother teaching him how to play Chinese checkers, my 92-year-old aunt eating almost as much as my 15-year-old son, my sister telling stories about the funnier side of police work, and then watching everybody fall asleep around the house within 30 minutes after finishing dinner. This left my mom and me, the only ones who didn't overdo it, to finish the cleanup. It was all good. So it's the next day, and there's a month of eating opportunities ahead. Christmas baking, parties, get-togethers, Starbucks red cups, and all the rest. And here's what I've been figuring out since surgery, and it's becoming more clear with every event, holiday, and even every stressful situation. Wait, I'm getting teary-eyed as I try to come up with the right words. It's not about the food. The event or celebration still happens, even without the food. Yesterday, my sister's oven went on the fritz after the turkey came out and biscuits went in. It took almost 60 minutes for the biscuits to bake, and we were done with dinner by the time they were ready. But it was okay. Yes, I realize it wasn't the whole dinner, but it reminded me that we were okay with what we had on the table. I'm becoming more and more okay with what I have in my life that doesn't revolve around food. Celebrating with less food is completely doable. Looking for and being grateful for the joys of a celebration that have nothing to do with food is possible. Very possible. It's like coming out of a food fog. There's been so much more to holidays and celebrations other than the food and the stress. There's so many other things we can do besides eat. After surgery, if we allow it, we can open ourselves up to experience so much more without so much food. Through painful experiences, we can learn and grow instead of numbing our feelings with food. Through joyful experiences, we can embrace the time with our family and friends and make beautiful memories. During the next 30 days or so, you'll have more opportunities to eat more and richer food than at any other time of year. Remind yourself every morning why you chose to have surgery and why you're grateful that you did. Then, make a daily commitment to consume your protein, water, supplements, and to exercise. At the end of each day, your sense of accomplishment will empower you to wake up the next morning and continue to take excellent care of yourself again. I wish you fortitude, determination, and happiness. Happy holidays. Yeah, so I wrote that, again, November 25th, 2011. Now, I want to tell you, for those of you who don't know my story, I had surgery in May 2011, and in September 2011, my 19-year relationship with my husband ended. So I really believe that had I not been doing such a deep dive into how figuring out how I was going to heal from that and figuring out how I was going to help my kids through that, I don't know that I would have gotten here to what you're hearing me say. I think very likely it would have been all about the, oh, I'm not eating so much, this is great. But if you can see, especially in that last section there, I was really focusing on, I even talk about the painful experiences and how I was looking for joy. That's because of, you know, I hit rock bottom while I was trying to still be successful, only 3 months after surgery or so. So it was a real challenge for me, but I did go deeper. And that's when I found a lot of the teachers that I still learn from today and actually went through, you know, courses with that have gotten me to where I am now. But do you remember these days when it was just, I'm not so hungry, I'm fine not having biscuits, who cares if they came out of the oven? And do you notice what I was really focusing on? It was not numbing feelings with food and finding joy. I mean, way to go me. But I was focusing on enjoying the celebration, the people, the experience, and not making it about the food. My friend, I'm waving my magic wand right now. Can you take yourself back to those early celebrations that first year after surgery? Do you remember how empowered you felt, how in control, how confident you were that you had crossed the Rubicon and life was now good forever? But those feelings didn't stick around forever, did they? Are you listening, pre-op and early post-oppers? The tool works really hard, in my experience, for about a year, even though many surgeons say it's 18 months, but after more than 17 years working in weight loss surgery, it's about a year or a little less. Now, the tool continues to do its part, but as my surgeon says, eventually the tool is doing around 20% of the work, and you're doing 80%. Yeah, that's quite a switch from the surgery doing 80% of the work that first year or so. But my friend, it's the reality of how weight loss surgery works. It doesn't mean you can't achieve it and live your healthiest weight, but it means you can take a different approach, a fresh approach to how you do it. Does it help you to understand that your regain, your plateau is not a personal failing of yours, that this happens to the majority of weight loss surgery patients? And it's not like for those who haven't regained 40 pounds that their surgery works better than yours or that they have more self-discipline or more willpower than you do. But again, in my experience, I will say that they've adopted a new way of thinking, a new mindset, and they're willing to see things differently. They're willing to take different actions. They're willing to try new ways to achieve their goals that doesn't include going on, you know, liquids for 5 days. And that's what I'm asking you to do today. I'm asking you to take yourself back, not back into the, all I need to do is eat the way I did those first 6 weeks after surgery and I'll get this regain off in no time, no problem. No, not that kind of back in time. But to take yourself back to what that felt like, the empowerment, the confidence, the sense of control, the excitement about your future, the anticipation of what your future had in store for you at that healthier weight, the lightness that you felt not only physically, but mentally, not being weighed down by having to wake up every morning and having your first thought be, what am I going to do about this weight? Do you remember how light we felt? It just felt so good that you're like, I've done it. I've done the big thing. I had weight loss surgery and we just felt so good. Now, there are a couple responses I got from new Facebook group members that really delighted me when I said, what are your challenges? They said, I need to get back to the mindset of gastric bypass and I need to get my head back into the game. Yes, exactly. Although I don't know for sure that's what they meant, what I'm talking about, but I'm asking you to do that, to take your heart and mind back to those days when the feelings, the emotions, and the energy around this whole weight loss thing were really good. Really, they felt really positive that reaching and maintaining your weight felt completely doable and realistic for you. Now, I don't want you traipsing back in time and landing yourself in a place where you're just feeling nostalgic for the good old days. That's not helpful. It's not helpful. It's not going to get you anywhere. What you're doing is venturing back in time to reconnect to how that felt when you were empowered, confident. You felt anything was possible. You felt in control. You were enthusiastic. You felt motivated, excited, and unworried about regaining 35 pounds over the next few years. This is not about you yearning for the good old days when weight loss surgery life was easy breezy. This is about you getting in touch with those feelings, those physical sensations, the emotions, and then go about bringing those back into your life today. Why? Because motivation, staying on track, trying to create healthy habits, trying to break bad habits, falling off the wagon and trying to get back on, doesn't come from out there, from outside yourself. I don't care what kind of jumpstart program or pouch reset regimen you want to try or that you've heard works. If it doesn't include, seriously, 80% mindset and thought work, and it's only focusing on eat this, drink this at this time, this portion for this many days. It's not going to work for very long. It's not going to last your lifetime, which is how long you and I are going to be living with weight loss surgery. There's not a diet or a restart plan or a phase diet or pouch reset or exercise routine out there that'll take care of you for the rest of your life without working on the inside. My friend, it's got to begin with what's going on inside you. Your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, the physical sensations. I'm telling you a big weight loss surgery truth here. All the outside stuff gets simpler and easier to manage. What to eat and when and how much, which exercises to do for how long, which days, sorting your vitamins, making sure you always have some in stock, staying really well hydrated, following up with your doctor, getting good quality sleep every night, which is, my goodness, been hearing in the group lately, that is a super huge challenge, which, you know, if you're not getting good quality sleep every night, what that does to you. I mean, do you really want to stay on track with your food? Do you really want to exercise? Do you really want to practice creativity and self-compassion? And it's not only that you may not want to, how can you? You're super tired. We've got to work on this more. So all this outside stuff, all of these practical things that we need to do to take care of ourselves, they really are easier to manage when you're working on, when you're clear, when you know how to reconnect with the inside stuff, really, which is the hardest but most important work we do after weight loss surgery. And I wish, you know, are you listening? Pre-op and early post-oppers, this is the work to be done before you have surgery. I am telling you this. And those of us who are further out, we know it's the truth because this is really the work that matters. This is the work that allows us to do all of those other things that we need to do forever. Forever. So if you've been trying some of these other kinds of, you know, phase diet, pouch resets, I'm just, you know, some of the, I got to get this quick, you know, this weight off quick and you want it done quickly. It's not working for very long, is it? I mean, really, it's really not working for very long. If you don't have the mindset and thought work component going on, it's not going to. All right, who wants to take another step back in time? How about I wave my magic wand for the second Thanksgiving, my second Thanksgiving after surgery, where I was about, I guess, 18 months post-op. So again, I wrote this in 2012, Thanksgiving 2012. Yesterday was Thanksgiving, the National Day of Eating, even more so than Christmas, but I guess Christmas gets a whole month, so. Anyway, my family and I were excited to be doing all the cooking for Thanksgiving this year. It's a lot of work, but fun. There are differences in preparing the Thanksgiving meal pre-op to post-op. The day before Thanksgiving, my kids and I started the day by going for a walk. This is not something I would have done before surgery. I would have convinced myself that there was too much to do and no time for exercise. And my kids would have been on board with that. I mean, who wants to go for a walk when there is eating and TV watching to be done? Well, we went for the walk. We headed out and down to our adorable Main Street in Whittier, California. It has a very quaint hometown kind of feel. Actually, scenes from Father of the Bride Part 2 with Steve Martin and Diane Keaton were filmed on this street. We happened upon a new eatery, Stewie's Brooklyn Bagel Bakery and Jewish Delicatessen. We went in. Now, how was this different from before surgery? Before surgery, I would have actually had fear about going in. I would have been thinking, oh no, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and I'm already going to eat too much tomorrow, and probably today too. If I go in, I'll want a bagel. Then I'll want to take some home. Seriously, the crazy self-talk would have gone on forever, and I either would have gone in and ordered a dozen to go or told the kids we had to pass by quickly. Look away, don't look at the bagel shop. But we went in, and it was adorable. They had just opened earlier in the month. I hadn't even noticed. They had pictures of Brooklyn and a menu from Katz's Delicatessen in New York. We ordered two bagels, two. And then Stewie himself came out to talk with us when he heard me asking his front counter staff about their new location. He was great. He told us about his life in Brooklyn, his plans for the new delicatessen, his recent visit to Katz's, and the salami that he brought back with him, which he was proudly displaying just behind the counter. My kids and I sat down to enjoy the bagels. I had one bite of each bagel, one plain with cream cheese, and the other one was an everything bagel with cream cheese. We enjoyed meeting Stewie and his team, learning why he opened the new eatery and about his life in New York. I swear to you, before surgery, this would not have been my experience. Although I may have talked with Stewie and his staff and enjoyed the pictures from Brooklyn, my mind still would have been racing around with thoughts of, you can't eat it, or just eat it now and deal with it later. Now, after surgery, my mind doesn't race. I don't worry about it. I know I'll have a bite or two, and that will be enough for me. After our walk around town, through Central Park and back home, we got down to food preparation. My daughter Grace chose the turkey recipe and did all the chopping and Dutch oven prep. We played Christmas movies and had a really good time. We continued with the preparation for mashed potatoes, cream corn, sausage stuffing, and herb glazed carrots. Grace also made Thanksgiving sugar cookies. We had a great day. On Thanksgiving, the day was equally as great. My mom, 90, my aunt, 94, and more relatives came to celebrate with us. Is it all simple and smooth sailing around the holidays after surgery? No. My biggest issue was still serving myself a plate of food I knew I couldn't eat. I had 1 to 2 bites of each dish over a period of about 30 minutes, and I was stuffed. My leftovers went to my mom's dog, Lucy. But if this situation is my biggest challenge at a holiday dinner, I can live with it. And so can you. I hope my experience is helpful to you, especially to those of you who are entering into their first holiday season after surgery. And for those who are preparing for surgery and worrying about the holidays, you'll make it. You absolutely will. Again, that was Thanksgiving 2012. My friend, I want you to do your best to remember the Thanksgiving or other holiday not too long after surgery when you felt confident, when you recognized how in control you felt about your food choices compared to all those years before surgery. Recall how your self-talk probably wasn't what it is now, how your mind was clear, you felt focused, confident, and secure. My friend, you can begin right now, wherever you are, regain, plateau, or in that first year working to achieve your healthiest weight. You bring those feelings into your life today. It's going to take some work. I'm not saying this is easy, and I'm not saying you won't get a little nostalgic for the good old days, but I really want you to practice bringing those feelings into your life today because you know what that feels like. You've been there. You've done that, and you know what that kind of confidence and joy can do for you, how it empowers you. It makes taking care of yourself a whole lot better. It makes taking those action steps a whole lot easier. And it makes planning menus, finding time for fitness, and reclaiming your motivation a whole lot better. My friend, are you hoping and wishing there was a way to return to the days of the surgery doing 80% of the work and you doing 20%? Those days may be gone, but your courage, your love for your family, your friends, and community, your desire to achieve your healthiest weight, your passion to live your very best life for the rest of your life, that's not gone. And no matter your current struggle or the challenge you find yourself in right now, you can move yourself through it and out of it and into practices that support you from within, from the inside out. That's how to do it. That's what I preach. It's what I teach. It's how I coach. It's what I do in my own life. All right. And I hope you've enjoyed taking a walk with me down memory lane, my first two Thanksgivings after weight loss surgery. And yes, I do have a book. Now it's Mary's turn, year one, where I chronicle my journey those first 12 months after surgery. When I really thought because of my 10 years of working in bariatric surgery before I had surgery, that I would be the poster girl for weight loss surgery success really easily. Of course, why not? But that's not what happened. So I'll put a link to my book, Now It's Mary's Turn, in episode notes, and you can check that out. And if you're listening to me in real time, I wish you and yours a blessed and wonderful Thanksgiving. Love, light, and grace to you.